Proponents behind two marijuana-related ballot questions are kicking off their campaign and say they're confident the measures will pass. It's the first statewide vote on cannabis in a decade. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
The last time marijuana was on the ballot in South Dakota was 2010. Since then, over a dozen states have legalized marijuana for medical use, and 11 states, along with Washington, D.C., have legalized adult recreational use of marijuana. South Dakota voters will get to vote on both in November, a constitutional amendment to legalize, regulate, and tax marijuana, as well as pass laws on hemp and medical marijuana. An initiated measure legalizes marijuana for medical use. Melissa Metley is the president of New Approach South Dakota. She says Constitutional Amendment A is designed to protect initiated Measure 26.
We have seen our state legislature take apart bills that the people have voted on, and we don't want that to happen. We really want to keep those medical protections for our patients.
According to a state legislative research council document, incarceration costs would decrease. Brendan Johnson, a former South Dakota U.S. attorney from 2009 to 2015 and son of former South Dakota U.S. Senator Tim Johnson, is backing the constitutional amendment. He says the state has an over-criminalization problem with cannabis.
By dropping the prohibition that we have, we will reduce the criminalization of a generation of South Dakotans, which isn't in our best interest, in my view.
The state could raise an estimated $29 million by 2024. 50% of revenues would go to public schools, the other to the state's general fund. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.